We're going global this week. Come with us on a tour of Global Radio's HQ in Leicester Square. There's a report from the Arqiva Awards and our usual service of news and those radio moments in this week's Radio Today programme.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics. Innovative solutions for creative radio people.
Hello, I'm Trevor Dan, and I was thrilled to be given a tour of Global Radio last week, the home of Capital, Heart, Classic FM, Smooth, Radio X and Gold. The effusive Stu Manton was our guide.
Hello, Trevor. Welcome to Global.
Well, thank you for having us. How many radio stations have you got in here?
So we have 7 brands, all broadcasting across the UK, so 24.1 million listeners in total, tuning in from this building every single week.
That's a lot of people.
Yes.
Squished into not the biggest building.
Well, yeah, it's technically 2 buildings. We've merged them together. You know, we're still on the hunt for a third. So we can, you know, get a few more studios. So first of all, this is the Classic FM studio.
Richard Good with the finale to Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 1. He was joined by the Budapest Festival Orchestra and Yvonne Fischer.
All the studios and the outside areas are branded. So Classic, you've gone for, what's that, a sort of wheat field and some clouds?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be a lovely, relaxing look. If you just pop down and look into the roof, you can see on the ceiling of the roof, we've got some clouds. Yeah, and when the phone rings, the clouds flash on and off.
Oh, how very pastoral.
I know.
No, that's very lovely.
Next door to Classic FM, then, we've got the Gold Studio, which is just in there.
Looks lovely.
The greatest hits of all time.
On your way home.
The Gold Rush.
Oh, and here's Smooth.
Smooth Radio, and we've got the wonderful Anthony Davis on now, so he's going right across London.
Lots of branding everywhere on the big screens.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we love a screen here at Global. We love to make sure the studios are perfectly branded.
Your relaxing music mix.
This is Smooth Radio.
There's a man waving at us.
Podcast of you showing around Golden Square.
Where?
This is the weirdest thing. And then suddenly I'm looking at you through the glass and I'm thinking, this guy's climbed into my head. Anyway, nice to see you in the flesh.
Well, nice to see you. What? This is a lovely studio, isn't it?
It is the most ergonomic studio we have. It was designed to be comfortable, you know, smooth. Not so comfortable that we fall asleep, but comfortable enough that we can do our job, yeah.
And you've chosen to sit down, which is very
smooth. Oh, yeah, I've never stood. Even in life, I never stand.
And how often do you speak?
I'm about to speak in a minute's time.
In 1 minute's time?
And I will speak again about 4 minutes after that.
Well, that's quite a lot of speaking.
Every now and then I chat, but not for very long.
May we stay and just hear,
you want to hear
your
the
next
link? I'm going to be trailing the promo for Russ Williams, who's our new breakfast host.
What a great choice.
Yeah. I presume this is a Radio Today podcast.
This is. Of course it is. What else would it be?
So, you know, Radio Today listeners will be a big fan of Russ. And in fact, when Russ joined, which was only a few weeks ago, I wrote to him and said, "That do you still have the email I wrote to you when you were at Virgin saying you were my favourite DJ?" And he didn't know who I was. So here we go. Good luck, everybody. Lionel Richie on the smooth drive home. So it's almost time for the news. We'll find out what's happening across the world and closer to home. And then I've got some more relaxing music for you from Take That and McFadden and Whitehead on the way. But first, Russ wants to have a few words with you about tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
Join me, Russ Williams, for London Smooth.
It takes a real expert to do that whilst having a flash mic waved in his gob.
It's not that flash.
It's called a flash mic.
I know, I'm only joking.
Right, we got to go. We're on a Whistle Stop tour.
Enjoy.
Lovely. Thanks for having us.
Nice to see you.
Take care. Bye. Okay, Stu, where are we off to now?
We are about to enter...
Ah, LBC, that's Mr. Ian Dale, isn't it?
It's Mr. Ian Dale indeed. So LBC on air right now.
Ian Dale at Drive on LBC. Call 0345 60 60 973.
It's 21 minutes to 5 here on LBC. As I say, we will be speaking to David Mundell from the Conservatives, Ian Murray from Labour and Willie Rennie from the Liberal Democrats a little bit later in the programme about what's happening in Scotland. But I want to talk about something that's been... I think we've covered it before.
I recognise this, of course, from all the videos that you post when you make the news on LBC.
Oh, yeah.
Which you do a lot.
We make the news every day, pretty much, at the moment.
So these are the studios where Ken... comes and
yes.
Boris came
Ken,
and
David, Boris, Nick before him. Obviously Nick Ferrari in the morning as well.
To what extent do you think of this now as a national radio station and not just for London since it's been on national DAB?
Oh, it's completely a national station now. Like, every single week, for example, we have Alex Salmond on. So he's in every Wednesday talking about the issues that are affecting him, that are affecting the people up in Scotland. And yeah, the station is a national one. We're talking about national issues, especially with things like the EU referendum coming up. I'm sure we'll be having a lot of discussions about that.
And LBC get the nice view out the window.
Yes, beautiful view onto the onto Charing Cross Road and the Garrick Pub, which is the local.
Which, of course, you've never been in.
Never, never.
Right, let's move on.
Get you out. It's a paradise, and here's how I was. All the hits. All the hits. Capital. Oh, no. This is the brand new shiny Capital Studios.
Look at the size of that. That is beautiful, isn't it?
It is beautiful. It's incredible. It's our newest studio, and everyone's really excited. So it goes live this week,
and you've
actually
got the cameras.
Yeah, cameras, it's all shiny. It's got, you know, you can dial up America, get everybody on all around the world. So whoever, you know, the hit music stars are of the moment that, you know, we want to get on for our audience, we can get them on wherever they are.
It's a thing of beauty, Stu.
It's amazing. Right.
Now, these are offices. People are working.
So we've got, this side is Capital Production, and then Capital Online, Capital Extra Production, and then the events team who put on the events like the Jingle Bell Ball, the Summertime Ball, the Radio X Road Trip, all of our big events. So they all do that in-house themselves.
Yes, this is all little production studios,
getting all the imaging ready. I don't know who else is in there. That's Jo, she's head of production for Smooth Radio. And then we've got...
Wow, this is all very green.
Yes, so you might recognise this from the videos as well. This is the Radio X studio. Got Johnny Vaughan on air at the moment.
She said if he got the local pizza delivery number tattooed on his forehead, she would go out with him. He got it done. He got it done. Now, George said afterwards, I was joking. Of course I was joking. Oh. And the point was he looks like an idiot.
Yeah.
What would you go for, Gav?
Oh, it's a tough one.
Fender.
Yeah. No, Gibson, always Gibson for
would
me.
Would you?
Yeah, always, yeah.
I go Ford.
I like the fat sound of a Les Paul.
I go Ford.
Would you?
I go Ford Transit Custom, having looked at them. Defo. In mirror writing. In mirror writing, so people behind can see. People in front can see.
Transit Custom.
It's such a beautiful van, I've become obsessed. Here's our wreck of the week, right here on Radio X. Fixing up a car, driving it again,
searching for the water. Very, very shiny indeed. Lots of TV lights in there, perfect for video.
And quite a lot of glass, but not as much as you sometimes see in modern studios. It's a big thing of mine, but some modern studios have got a bit too much glass so that they're all a bit echoey and shiny.
Yeah, I think as well, especially with the amount of video content we're doing at the moment, it's impossible to be able to do that content with having so many windows, because otherwise you just have people peering through all the time. So most of the studios face out either onto Leicester Square or on Charing Cross Road, so you get kind of some natural sunlight in there, but we're obviously... have to be careful to make sure that it's always kind of, and a lot of the studios now are always on for video, so
and
you
I
have
thought
to kind of
Radio
be ready for
X
that.
Would probably be a bit dark, but actually it's quite light
in there. It's very nice in there, actually. It's very nice.
I
very
thought it
kind
might
of
be a bit sombre
cheery.
And cave-like, but not a bit of it.
What we got here, this is Capital Extra. So you've got DJ Branty, who's on air now. This is a really cool studio. So at the back as well, we're all set up with the decks for when we have Tim Westwood in, for example, on Saturday, who does his DJ shows. Exactly. Jaguar Skills, who comes in and does the Clubber's Guide for Ministry of Sound with Coco sometimes. So it's a really nice studio for DJing as well.
Fantastic.
And they can look through and wave at Radio X.
Which is nice for both of them. Extra. Capital Extra.
she no respond. And I wish we were together, but not LBC Newsroom. So,
okay.
Got the travel centre, first of all. Then, as we walk down the office, you've got the global newsroom that serves out news to all of our sites around the country. And then you've
also they're very much working together, LBC and the national global news.
Yeah, so they sit side by side together, and a lot of the stuff they do is conjoined. So, you know, the big benefit we have as well now of having all of our regional newsrooms is that if there's a story affecting a certain regional place, you know, we've now can get local journalists straight into LBC in like a matter of seconds now, and we've got like our own internal systems that run on iPhones. So if you've got like I'm trying to think, like a couple of weeks ago when we had the Hillsborough results up in Liverpool, we had presenters and journalists who were down at the Liverpool site on air on LBC in high quality through just an iPhone there and then. And it's the benefit of having these really big like regional news centres as
well. The future has arrived.
I know. Then on this side, at this end of the office, this is our charities teams, so who organise all of our charitable campaigns. So Globals Make Some Noise, which is kind of our main flagship charity event every year. Music Potential.
Well, this says people and culture.
Yes, this is HR. It's a fancy name for HR.
Well, they look very busy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, more stairs.
More stairs. You get used to the stairs.
Good. And it's, so this is now the fourth floor we're going to.
Fourth floor. So now we're technically in Landseer House because there's two buildings conjoined. So you've got Leicester Square on one side and Landseer House. So this is the Landseer House side. That way is our creative studios, which I can't actually get in, I don't think, because they don't let me. It's where they produce all the adverts and everything else in there, and Joe McCrosty and her team, you know, create some amazing stuff in there. Then as we walk down this side of the office, this is all of our digital team, the guys that create all of our apps, all of our websites, because we create it all ourselves from scratch. On this side, we have two of our really exciting new teams, which are PopBuzz and We The Unicorns. And they're our digital-only brands that we've just launched. So you might have seen We The Unicorns was on the Gadget Show a couple of weeks ago, which was very exciting. And within like the first kind of 3 or 4 months, I've managed to build an audience of 1 million really engaged fans online. So PopBuzz is very much about, you know, the younger end of pop music and pop culture. We The Unicorns targeting anybody who's interested in YouTube, anything they might want to know about YouTube, whether they're creating content themselves on YouTube or whether they're just interested in the community around it. So, yeah, they're really cool teams.
And again, a real sense of lots of different people from different teams all working together, lots of synergies.
Mm, exactly. So then this is our marketing team. Then this is group programming. So these are our showbiz guys and everybody who looks after stuff kind of across the group. Rich Park's office in the corner. And then as
it is
out,
very big. I know that's the blandest thing I can possibly say, but there's just a lot more of it than when you come in the little front door. It's the
tiny front door.
Man from Uncle vibe going on here.
Exactly. And then as you come around this side of the building, we've got our video team and our TV team. So these guys look after Capital and Heart TV, because we've got two full-time TV stations at Global. And then we've also got here the video team that produce all our video content. And obviously, we're creating much, much more of that, especially, you know, with all the content that's coming out, say, Radio X every day and all their video content. Capital, with the new studio, we're going to see loads and loads more video content coming out of them. And then this is Heart. Heart Production, Heart Online.
Heart has come.
Exactly.
Okay, so here we
now
are.
Now, this is the Heart Studio.
Another light studio. Nice.
Yeah.
Daylight.
In there. Lucy is on holiday this week, so it's just JK. Hi!
JK's waving!
Aww, say
UK.
Hello.
What are you thinking? I can tell you, according to figures, this place had 155 individually registered pubs or bars in 2015, a number that accounts for 3.1% of all businesses in the area, and no other place in the UK had a higher proportion of pubs and bars than this. Where is it? Is it London? No, it's not London. It's the UK Vegas. It's Scarborough. No, honestly, Scarborough is the pub and bar capital of the UK. So lately,
been wandering. That's kind of the tour, unless you want to go and see, you know, the sales floor and the exec floor, but they're just offices.
I don't think I need to see any of that,
no,
do
exactly.
I, really?
Got a lovely terrace, which you can see, you know, the view out over London.
And the big boardroom still
there,
I guess.
Yeah, the big
boardroom's
still there.
I don't
it's
need
lovely.
To see that, I know.
No, so you've
there.
Probably seen all that.
It's very kind of you to show us around.
Anytime.
It's a buzzy building, actually,
it is.
Isn't it?
It's an exciting building to work in every day.
I think I'm going to say that a few years ago, it wasn't such a buzzy building. I think you've done well to... You know, it's light and it's airy and people are busy and it feels creative.
Oh, well, that's good.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stu, thank you.
Anytime.
Big thanks to Stu Manton and everyone at Global for making us feel welcome.
Broadcast by Onyx. Innovative solutions for creative radio people.
News from this week's Arkiva Awards coming up, but first, the extraordinary tale of the Community Radio Awards. Now, the BBC's had them, commercial stations, hospital broadcasters, indie producers, student stations, they've all held their own prize givings for years. But the community sector hasn't until now. Just like those London buses, though, here come two at once. Community Radio Awards and Community Radio Awards. One's the .com and one's the .co.uk. Confused? You will be. Here's Leroy Allen from City Beat in Preston, Lancashire.
I have worked on commercial radio for Bauer for many years, and I've seen the way the awards for commercial stations go, so I thought, yeah, let's do something for people who put many, many thousands of hours of volunteer hours per year, and let's reward them.
And in the opposite corner, it's Martin Steers, who sits on the Community Media Association's council.
It's about celebrating and promoting the fantastic work that community radio does in the communities it broadcasts in and it serves.
So these are the official Community Media Association awards, right?
It's not the CMA awards, and I want to make it clear on that. However, these awards have been endorsed and sort of are supported by the Community Media Association. And we wanted to have the CMA involved so that we were truly representing and the awards were truly represented of the community radio sort of sector. But we wanted them independent so that we could just, you know, make sure there was no issues between the two, really.
But Leroy Allen says that his awards are the only ones which are truly independent.
The reason we didn't go to the Community Media Association was because we wanted to keep it independent. Now, obviously, if we was working alongside the CMA, I don't think myself and the team did not think it would be independent enough, especially if you had the likes of Martin Steers, who is, I think, is the chairman, because a lot of the obviously, people involved with CMA are involved with community radio stations. And if you're entering a community radio station award, I think you need to be completely independent.
I've been talking about the awards for more than a few years as an idea and as a concept, and has been broadly accepted.
I'll be honest with you, Trevor. I'm a bit disappointed because obviously we've been working on these awards for 2 years or so, and I'm not sure how Martin Steers did not put out the word that he was doing a community awards until 2 weeks after we published our awards. He came along and started saying he was doing another awards in September. So I was a bit confused, and I really did want to work with Martin. I sent him plenty of messages asking him to have a chat with the team to see if we can combine the awards without any success. So I'm not keen that there is two awards, but we have to go the way we have to go.
I think it's fantastic that community radio is being celebrated and having more and more opportunities to be celebrated. Other than sharing a name, I think we are very different awards. We're doing them slightly differently. And we are talking to them in public and behind the scenes just to make sure. And as far as I'm concerned, there's no rivalry. And as far as I'm concerned, equally, community radio, it should be a friendly environment where we actually work together. And things like this should be an opportunity to foster good working relationships. And whilst it's an awards process, so there will be an element of competition between stations itself, we should all be there to celebrate community radio.
Martin Steers from communityradioawards.co.uk. And Leroy Allen from communityradioawards.com. The differences between them? Well, .com has celebrity judges, including Steve Wright, Stephanie Hurst, and Radio Today's editor Roy Martin, but their final judging process will be a public vote. The .co.uk team haven't announced their judges yet, but they say they'll be drawn from a range of people who work in and with the community radio sector. The gala dinners will be in Preston for the .comers and in Birmingham for the .co.uk nominees, and both are accepting entries now. And the prices? Well, Martin's team have pitched them low at just £5 per entry. Leroy's team ask you to buy a ticket for the dinner, which also qualifies you to enter a number of categories depending how much you pay, which can be as much as £150. So good luck to everyone who takes part, and if you don't fancy either of them, well, you could always start your own awards. Stuart Clarkson's been reporting for Radio Today and for the In Radio channel live from the much more prestigious Arqiva Awards. More from him after this.
Visual radio smarter and cheaper. Virtual director from Broadcast Bionics combines your social media, messaging, photos, audio and videos with intelligent camera control and automated graphics. Welcome to the social studio at bionics.co.uk.
Hello from the Roundhouse in Camden. It's been the Arqivas 2016, and what a night it's been. Just been talking to Steve Allen, who's picked up the Gold Award from the Arqivas tonight for his long service to the radio industry. 37 years on air at LBC and a stalwart of the mornings. You can hear him on Radio Today programme Extra later in the week. Also, we've been talking to Christine O'Connell, who's won the Breakfast Show Award tonight. Ian Dale, named Best Presenter nationally. There was also awards for Matt, Polly and Geraint from Capital South Wales. The Station of the Year went to Absolute Radio, National Station of the Year. Also, Clyde won the Next Station Size Down and Radio Borders. And a nice Unsung Hero Award for Robin Duff from The Bay, the station engineer there who's kept the station on air during floods and storms and all sorts last year. Some really nice stories coming out of the Arqivas this year, and you can hear some of the winners that we've been talking to backstage and also the people we spoke to on the red carpet in a special Radio Today programme Extra, which is coming your way in the next few days.
Radio Moments, David Lloyd.
A little bit of genuine irritation always makes great talk radio. So let's start this week. 27 years ago.
They're making a god-awful mess of the economy. For Christ's sake, we're the opposition. They're the government. They've cocked it up totally. Well, I am not going to sit here and be bloody quizzed on the alternatives. He's the Chancellor of the Exchequer. He's buggered it up totally. Blown away £100 billion worth of oil revenues. Well, none of that's our fault, and we've been coming on programme after programme after programme for years telling them not to do it.
But you could say that. I mean, it was sort of inviting you to say that.
I've just bloody said it, and you asked for the fourth time, so what would you do?
I mean, I'm
look,
flabbergasted,
they're smashing
to be honest.
Up the country. They should be on the rack. I'm not going to be bloody kebab talking about what the alternatives are.
Neil Kinnock being kebabbed on The World at One on Radio 4 by Jim Nocte this week in 1989. The interview wasn't broadcast at the time, but as Lord Kinnock later related in good humour, word seeped out.
It leaked to the Evening Standard and got in the last edition. And the rest is history. It did wonders for kebab sales, actually.
Well, it certainly did.
And here's another irritated character. It's 2010, and Russell Crowe isn't getting on, really, with Radio 4's Mark Lawson.
And finally, you can either answer this or not. I'll just give you the chance, because it's out there at the moment. As you know, that the suggestion you didn't want to say the famous line in Gladiator in this book that has come out.
OK.
Thank you.
I don't get the Irish thing, bro.
Russell Crowe walking out of BBC Radio 4's Front Row interview with Mark Lawson this week, 6 years ago. In music radio, when things go wrong, it's best just to ignore it, hope no one notices, or just brush it off. Easier said than done when it's your first day on air.
Now, we've got a lot of excitement here this morning because I understand that waiting to speak to us is the first child that's been born Round about the same time that we are. So I hope I push the right buttons, and I will say hello to Sister Golding. Hello, Sister Golding, can you hear us? Hello, Sister Golding? Now, just one moment, Hello, Sister Golding? Hello? Hello? Oh, dear, well, never mind, these things are about to happen.
The launch of Plymouth Sound this week in 1975. Well done, Colin Bauer and Sister Golding.
These things are sent to try us. They really are. Hello? Hello? Ah, well, never mind, these things happen. We'll worry about this later on.
It took three links to get there. And Sister Golding's probably left the health service by now in case he rings again.
Hello, Sister Golding.
Yeah.
Mind you, whilst we're on this theme, let's think back now to 1937. and I suspect you've heard this chap before.
This is the regional programme, the illumination of the fleet.
It's fairyland. The whole fleet is in fairyland. Now, if you'll follow me through, if you don't mind, you'll find the fleet doing odd things. Now, at the present moment, the New York opposite me is lit out, and when I say a fleet is lit up, I mean she's outlined, the whole ship's outlined, in little lamps. I'm sorry, I was telling some people to shut up talking.
Yes, our old dear friend, Lieutenant Commander Thomas Woodruff, and his remarkable commentary on the illumination of the fleet. He said he was a little bit tired at the time, overwrought, overworked, and so the BBC gave him, in inverted commas, a few days off to recover. You can form your own views, but it was all a very long time ago. Now, we do like big prize competitions on commercial radio, don't we?
Sheriff's Gold!
Hi, this is Dale, and starting soon on The Breakfast Show, there's one of your many chances to win with Trent's new big prize competition. You can win up to £100.
Yes, that's how big prizes got back then. And to illustrate that further, this week in 1975, at the new Metro Radio in Newcastle, we had the first winner of Don't Say Hello, Say Metro. She won £88.
Don't Say Hello, Say Metro, our cash accumulator competition, in which we pick a number at random from the Metropolitan Area Telephone Directory and give someone the chance to win a cash prize of up to £100.
Don't say hello, say... Don't say hello, say...
Metro.
Well done, who am I speaking to?
Mr. Farmer, 25 Fred at Tullacy Stone.
Metro memories from this week in 1975, back in the days when the IBA, then the regulator, used to control the prize values you were allowed to give away. Mind you, they controlled just about everything. The 70s were dramatic days in radio, not least this week in 1971, on board the North Sea's lone pirate radio station, Radio North Sea International.
Pirate radio ship North Sea International ablaze off the coast of Holland. And in the Dutch capital, The Hague, three men have been arrested on suspicion of having caused the fire with an incendiary bomb.
Radio Nazi.
We are having to abandon ship very soon. The bridge and the engine room are on fire. The fire is taking control of the ship. The fire was caused by a bomb thrown on board from a small motor ship. A small motor launch with an outboard motor. A small motor launch with an outboard motor. We don't know who it belongs to. We don't know where it came from or where it's going to. But it certainly bombed us while it was here.
Alan West on the pirate R&I ship Mebo 2 as it was firebombed by raiders. And we finish this week with a lovely story of one of the BBC's earliest outside broadcasts. Beatrice Harrison used to play her cello in her garden in Surrey. And as she played it, she realised that this nightingale used to sing along, used to echo the notes. So this week in 1924, she persuaded the BBC at last to broadcast it.
And I don't think he'd ever found more gloriously. It was such a wonderful sensation, you know. And I had 50,000 letters.
The very first use of tweeting this week in 1924, and that cello performance continued every May for 12 years. So with Buzz FM, later Choice, launching in Birmingham 26 years ago...
The station says, and I quote, it aims to satisfy the heart, soul and feet.
The launch of the Yorkshire Radio Network 29 years ago...
Culmination of Radio Hallam in Sheffield, Pennine Radio in Bradford and Viking Radio in Hull.
Primetime Radio going on air 9 years ago and off air 3 years ago.
You're with Primetime Radio, Saga's national digital radio station.
Marjorie Anderson leaving Woman's Hour 43 years ago, replaced by Sue McGregor.
And I want to tell you about an ambition I've realised at last.
And XFM axing daytime presenters 9 years ago.
You choose the tracks.
You choose the tracks.
Those are this week's radio moments.
David Lloyd's radio moments.
Thank you, David Lloyd. Thanks also this week to Stu Manton at Global, to Leroy Allen and Martin Steers with their competing community radio awards, to researcher Hayley Hayes, to reporter Stuart Clarkson, and of course to you for listening. This has been the Radio Today programme, a TDC production. Ta-da.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creating and distributing clever software for radio.